Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I really enjoy reading, and I find that I learn a lot from the books I read. I'd much rather do that than spend time online, to be honest. I usually read on an e-reader, so it's a bit like reading on a computer, but you're less likely to be distracted by other things happening on your screen. I learn much better when I can concentrate on one thing at a time, rather than looking at a site that has too much going on.
Speaker B. When you read, it's a great chance to think about anything that's bothering you. I read novels mostly, and it can be very interesting to see how the characters in a novel deal with the situations they find themselves in. You see connections with your own life, and you sometimes realize that you're not the only one worried about a particular issue. That can be quite comforting, and it means you're able to look at things from a different point of view. That helps a lot. Speaker C.
Reading is a wonderful escape, no matter what age you are. The habit of reading starts when you're very young. And that's certainly what happened to me. My mum and dad would read to me, and I used to love the feeling of being on their knees, following along as they read. When I read now, it sometimes takes me back to those times, even though I'm far too old to be read to now. I believe getting your child into that habit is really important for their future education.
Speaker D.
I read a lot, mostly novels. When I get into a book, then I like nothing better than to lock myself away in my room and lose myself in the story. Unfortunately, the library in our town is quite small, and I've read most of the books in there. I'm always looking out for new things to read, and I buy at least one book online a month. It never seems to be enough, though. And so I often have to go back to books I've already finished and read them again.
Speaker E.
I always like to see big screen adaptations of the books I've read, so that I can compare them with each other. With long books, you find that a lot of the detail is missing in the film version. That's because you only have 2 or 3 hours to tell the whole story, whereas a book can go on for as long as it takes. Also, you can never really know what a character is thinking on the screen. In a book, the author can give you much more information.
Speaker F.
Like most people my age, I have a lot of things to do in a week. In between studying for school, doing after-school activities, going to the cinema with friends, and keeping up with things online, there isn't always room for sitting down for hours with a good novel. I enjoy it when I get the chance, but there are so many other demands on my time that it's difficult. They say that you can always find time to do the things that you truly enjoy, and I guess that's true. When I do read, I find it relaxing, but it just doesn't happen often enough.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I really enjoy reading, and I find that I learn a lot from the books I read. I'd much rather do that than spend time online, to be honest. I usually read on an e-reader, so it's a bit like reading on a computer, but you're less likely to be distracted by other things happening on your screen. I learn much better when I can concentrate on one thing at a time, rather than looking at a site that has too much going on.
Speaker B. When you read, it's a great chance to think about anything that's bothering you. I read novels mostly, and it can be very interesting to see how the characters in a novel deal with the situations they find themselves in. You see connections with your own life, and you sometimes realise that you're not the only one worried about a particular issue. That can be quite comforting, and it means you're able to look at things from a different point of view. That helps a lot. Speaker C.
Reading is a wonderful escape, no matter what age you are. The habit of reading starts when you're very young. And that's certainly what happened to me. My mum and dad would read to me, and I used to love the feeling of being on their knees, following along as they read. When I read now, it sometimes takes me back to those times, even though I'm far too old to be read to now. I believe getting your child into that habit is really important for their future education.
Speaker D.
I read a lot, mostly novels. When I get into a book, then I like nothing better than to lock myself away in my room and lose myself in the story. Unfortunately, the library in our town is quite small, and I've read most of the books in there. I'm always looking out for new things to read, and I buy at least one book online a month. It never seems to be enough, though. And so I often have to go back to books I've already finished and read them again.
Speaker E.
I always like to see big screen adaptations of the books I've read, so that I can compare them with each other. With long books, you find that a lot of the detail is missing in the film version. That's because you only have 2 or 3 hours to tell the whole story, whereas a book can go on for as long as it takes. Also, you can never really know what a character is thinking on the screen. In a book, the author can give you much more information.
Speaker F.
Like most people my age, I have a lot of things to do in a week. In between studying for school, doing after-school activities, going to the cinema with friends, and keeping up with things online, there isn't always room for sitting down for hours with a good novel. I enjoy it when I get the chance, but there are so many other demands on my time that it's difficult. They say that you can always find time to do the things that you truly enjoy, and I guess that's true. When I do read, I find it relaxing, but it just doesn't happen often enough.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.